A minute more of Anna's high voice and his low one, and then the door closed. Eli listened to the heavy boots clomping down the stairs.
"She's not coming home tonight," Anna said, standing in the doorway, arms hooked around her back as she took off the push-up bra and slid back into pajama pants.
Anna sat on the bed, her legs resting on either side of Eli, her hands pushing down just a little hard on Eli's head. They watched the red and blue lights fade as the officer drove off.
"Drunk tank?" asked Eli.
"Yeah, till morning."
"Then what?"
"Then we'll see."
"Is he calling social services?"
"He didn't say. Let's hope no news is good news for now."
Chapter 2. In the morning, Anna seemed back to her regular 17-year-old self. Her black hair was in a ponytail, and she was wearing a black tank top, a black hoodie zipped up to right under her boobs, black jeans, and black boots. She'd been dressing like this since September, a radical transformation from the French-braided, floral-printed soccer princess she'd been until then. Eli still missed that old soccer princess Anna from time to time. She was nicer, less grumpy, fought less with Mom, and she liked to hang out with Eli, even though Eli was just her baby sister. All of that changed a few months ago, and since then, even when Anna made an effort to come home and hang out with Eli, it was like there was a boulder sitting between them that had never been there before. Eli tried not to think that it was anything she'd done, that maybe they'd just gotten too different. It wasn't like they didn't talk or they fought all the time. It was just that something had changed, and neither of them could figure out how to change it back. Anna shooed Eli out of the bathroom as she traced black eyeliner into the corners of her eyelids. Eli pulled on the same jeans from the last 3 days and her favorite red-striped shirt. She added her gray hoodie and a baseball hat.
"You're not gonna be able to hide your boobs forever, you know," said Anna, watching her from the bathroom. "Sorry I don't show them off for the whole school every day, or for Jason, like some people."
"Shut up, PB.
Seriously, you've been wearing boobalicious tank tops every day for 2 weeks, and jeans that you practically have to glue onto your body. Has he even talked to you yet?"
"What do you know?"
"Nothing, that's what. In love with your best friend. At least she knows I'm alive. She likes boys, kid. Sorry."
"How would you know?"